From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. The Randolph County Sheriff's Department now has a new addition to their law enforcement team, a drone program. Randolph County Sheriff Mark Nichols says he hopes the new drone will be a useful tool in emergency response and search and rescue cases.
In the past, we have had incidents where being able to get a view from the air would have definitely been beneficial in quick order. Instead of waiting for either winged aircraft or helicopters from the highway patrol to get to an area.
Nichols says the drone and additional accessories cost just over $2,000, and the funding for the project came from Missouri's Law Enforcement Restitution Fund. Repairs began on a Kingdom City bridge yesterday. The U.S. 54 eastbound lanes at I-70 will see structural improvements, and the Missouri Department of Transportation says the project could increase the bridge's lifespan by 25 years. Mike Shoup is MoDOT's area engineer for the Central District.
This is a 60-day rehab on this bridge where we're going to make some deck repairs. We're going to put a new concrete wiring surface, new approach slabs on the bridge.
The project is part of a bigger plan to redevelop 9 bridges on U.S. 54 in Callaway County at a total cost of over $7 million. This particular part of the project is scheduled for completion in November. Adair County Commissioners approved a proposal yesterday to build approximately 60 miles of high-voltage power line that passes through Kirksville. Approval for the project has been ongoing for several years in mid-Missouri. Eric Seidler, Vice President of Asset Management, Engineering, and Maintenance of Ameren Transmission, says the additional tax revenue generated is not the only major benefit the surrounding areas will gain from this project.
The ability for the region to have some jobs and economic development during the construction period, when you have crews in there working, and you know, we'll have ability to support more restaurants and hotels.
The next step is to file with the Missouri Public Service Commission to obtain a certificate of convenience and necessity. Ameren is expecting the project to be completed by December of 2019. Plans for a new Columbia coffee shop are moving forward despite some concerns from nearby residents. The Columbia Missourian reports the Columbia City Council on Tuesday approved the rezoning of a plat on the corner of Providence Road and Forest Avenue, which will allow the current owners of Columbia Laundry to build a coffee shop with a drive-thru that will also serve as a community gathering space and library for people in the neighborhood. The plan drew some opposition from residents of the Ridgeway neighborhood who said the driveway would increase traffic in the area, but one proposed solution could be to change that portion of the street to one way. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is calling on Congress to balance law and order with compassion as it acts to replace DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals. The governor says lawmakers should make a distinction between, quote, violent felons and so-called dreamers, children brought to the country illegally who have grown up here. Greitens, a former Navy SEAL himself, says he thinks one group deserves special attention.
One thing I've advocated for a long time is that anyone who's willing to take a bullet for this country, anyone who's willing to serve in uniform, should, at the end of their military service, have an opportunity to become an American citizen. I think it's really important that we get that done.
Greitens spoke today at a Midtown insurance sales firm where company leaders announced plans to create several hundred new jobs in Kansas City. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.